wondering if you say Iran is behind a flurry of emails sent to Democratic voters in multiple battleground states that appear to be aimed at intimidating them into voting for U.S. President Donald Trump. John Ratcliffe, the government's top intelligence official, says these actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. Ratcliffe and FBI Director Chris Wray insisted the U.S. will impose costs on any foreign countries that interfere in the 2020 U.S. election and say the integrity of the election is still sound. The activities attributed to Iran mark a significant escalation at a time when most public election interference discussion has centered on Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden, meanwhile, head into their final debate tonight before the November 3rd election. China on Thursday threatened retaliation over the U.S. sale of $1 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. The U.S. State Department said Wednesday it had approved the sale of 135 air-to-ground missiles to Taiwan in a move Taipei's defense ministry said would build its combat capabilities. China's foreign ministry on Thursday accused the United States of violating agreements signed by Beijing and Washington in the 1970s, establishing diplomatic relations between the two governments. A ministry spokeswoman said that the sale is sending a very wrong signal to separatist forces advocating for Taiwan's independence. The ministry spokeswoman said, Democratic and self-ruled Taiwan fears it is under threat of invasion by China, whose leaders view the island as part of their territory. The current president of Taiwan views her nation as no part of a one-China plan. And for more details on this and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A secretive 2018 agreement between Beijing and the Vatican was renewed Thursday, despite U.S. condemnation and warnings from underground Chinese priests loyal to Rome that they have only become more marginalized because of it. The deal allows both Beijing and the Holy See to have a say in appointing bishops in an attempt to close a schism in China's 12 million-strong Catholic community. The European Parliament on Thursday awarded the Sakharov Prize for Human Rights to the movement opposing President Alexander Lukashenko in Belarus. The movement is led by the exiled Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. European Parliament President David Sassoli tweeted, "It's an honor to announce that the women and men of the democratic opposition in Belarus are the 2020 prize laureates. They have on their side something that brute force can never defeat, the truth." The choice is likely to meet with disapproval of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who staunchly supports his embattled Belarusian counterpart. Belarus has been gripped by unprecedented protests since Lukashenko claimed victory in an August election over Tikhanovskaya. Every Sunday, tens of thousands of Belarusians, despite the risk of arrest and the threat of live ammunition, take to the streets to oppose Europe's longest-serving leader. Tikhanovskaya, meanwhile, has won the support of the EU's biggest players, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French Emmanuel Macron. Nine people have died after getting flu shots in South Korea in the past week, according to authorities, raising concern over the vaccine safety just as the seasonal inoculation program is expanded to head off potential COVID-19 complications. Despite the reports, dozens of people were seen queuing at a hospital in Seoul for flu shots. Nevertheless, some residents said they were still worried. The director of the Korean Disease Control and Prevention Agency said during a Wednesday briefing that authorities are investigating the deaths of the people who had received the shots, but so far they have found no evidence that can link the deaths to the vaccines. She added that there was no major reason to suspend the vaccination program. A NASA probe orbiting an asteroid over 100 million miles from Earth successfully snatched a sample from the celestial body's rocky surface to bring home the space agency's first handful of pristine asteroid rocks. NASA's minivan-sized spacecraft made a four-hour descent toward the rugged surface of the Bennu asteroid, whose acorn-shaped body, formed in the early days of our solar system, could hold clues to the origins of life on Earth. This is according to scientists. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com via remote. I'm Laurel Burns for VOA News.